Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Everybody, welcome. We are back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, live from the New York metropolitan area. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it is on blogtalkradio.com and on the AM FM Broadcasting Network. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. It's May 16th already, 2017. Wow, and the weather is just delightful here in the New York metropolitan area. Okay, before we go any further, I just want to welcome the newest listeners to not just this program, but to the AMF and Broadcasting Network as a whole. The good folks down in Florida on 97.7 FM in the Villages near Ocala, Florida. Welcome to you all. It's great to have you here. This particular program is the Ron Kelly Show, and you can follow the show on Twitter. It's Ron Kelly Radio, actually, on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. So we thank you so much for joining me once again. And shout out to our existing listeners who already partake of the Ron Kelly Show faithfully every Tuesday afternoon. The tens of thousands of folks who already listen to the Ron Kelly Show every Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. And, you know, we would like to hear from you guys. There's a special email address that we use here just for Ron Kelly Show listeners. It's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. Once again, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. Now, those of you who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on AMF and Broadcasting Network, you can't call in through that network, but you can call into the studio at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number there is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Now, once again, this program is live. This is not taped. And I know there are some programs on the AMFM Broadcasting Network, those of you who listen to the shows other than this one. Those of you who listen to the shows other than this one, I know there are programs on the AMFM Broadcasting Network that are taped. But this show, this particular show, is live and in living color. So once again, you can call into the program, 646-668-2838. Now, I'm having a problem with believing that folks just don't have anything to say about the Trump nonsense. And, I personally am beginning to suffer from Trump burnout, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Trump burnout. Because every news story, people like me who listen to who have to pay attention to this nonsense, because we have to, you have to be prepared to, there's a lot of show prep involved in bringing the program to the airwaves. And so I have to listen to this stuff. I have to watch CNBC, MSNBC rather. I have to watch Fox News and CNN and all of these the cable networks, the television networks. And I have to listen to this stuff. And I am getting burned out. And I'm sure many of you who are right now who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show are getting a little burned out with what's going on in Washington, because every time we turn around, there's a new story. Every second, there's a new story. Now it's Donald Trump allegedly shared secrets with the Russians when the Russians came to visit the ambassador, Russian ambassador, and the foreign minister who came to the White House just the other day. And now the Twitter world and Facebook and all the social media is exploding about this story put out there by the New York Washington Post, rather. The Washington Post says that Donald Trump shared secrets with the Russians. So we'll talk about that as well. Ugh, exhausting. We'll talk about the latest developments. Also, a mother was killed in the New York City metropolitan area. A mother was killed by a confused 80-year-old driver. And so just in time, the PO, all the folks who are in the villages, just in the nick of time. Anyway, a mother who just was able to push her daughter out of the way before she was run over by an elderly driver was killed on Mother's Day, but she just was able to stick out her hand just in the nick of time to save her daughter. And this happened on Mother's Day. Tragic ending to a Mother's Day, mother and daughter out and about in town. So if these stories, we hear these stories every now and again. You know, you had San Francisco where multiple people were killed when a man drove through the fair that was going on in San Francisco down at the waterfront, I believe it was. And an elderly man drove through that packed crowd for about a half a mile. And there were multiple killings. Multiple people were killed and injured by this man who was old. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my older folks, but yeah, do we have to, if this is a story that comes up far too often where people are killed and this person wasn't texting, they weren't on the phone or anything like that, they just forgot the difference between forward and reverse, and the mother is tragically killed. So we'll talk about that. Would it be a good idea to have people who are elderly that just take it off the road? And I know many of you are going to, for many elderly folks, driving is the last probably thing they can enjoy themselves. But is it time to start thinking about that? Also, shoot up centers for IV drug users. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? And the softening of the lawmakers when it comes to people shooting up. The softening of law enforcement agencies and state governments distributing Narcan to police officers, the softening of the rules, so to speak, when it comes to opiates. And we'll talk about that as well. And is the world just going crazy? I mean, some of these stories, I'm on social media a lot, and I have to fact check a lot of the stories that I read because some of the stuff is just unbelievable. And there is a story, it's a couple of stories that I wanted to talk about where people have is the world just stark raving mad? You know, we'll talk about that as well. We'll take your phone calls here at 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Just about 9 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Shout out to the folks and shout out to the people who listen to the program in California. It's 12 o'clock there, 12:09 there, actually. Shout out to them. Las Vegas, Milwaukee, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Macon, Georgia. Just from one end of the country to the other. Yeah, hopefully everyone is listening right now to the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, and it's on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. But once again, this show is live now. This is live. So if you listen to the Ron Kelly Show, the 60,000, 70,000, I didn't get the numbers last month, but we're getting that many people to listen to the program. I need you to call in. Just call into the program, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Make your presence known. Or you can email the program, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. It's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. Once again, a beautiful day today in the New York metropolitan area after all the rain we've been getting. And we're looking at record temperatures this week. So shout out to all my biker buddies out there, those of you who ride motorcycles like I do. I definitely love it. And shout out to the folks who drive cars and don't pay attention to us. You need to start because it's warm now. Just like when the summer breaks and the kids are out of school, then We also need to look out for our, when you look out for those kids, look out for your motorcycle. Share the road. Definitely share the road with us. Okay, so once again, this Trump stuff is just, I understand he's the president of the United States, and I'm not blind to that. I'm going to start off with it. Let me start with this. Trump, it's just so much going on here. Every time you turn around, there's a story. I mean, ever since Donald Trump took the office of the president of these here United States, it's been a story after story after story. Now, you think that Trump would, 100 and somewhat, just a little bit over 100 days, Donald Trump has been the president, but it seems like a lot longer. It seems like he's been president for like 10 years because there's story after story about the president, and it just doesn't seem like it's ever going to end. Now, by the time his first term is over, with any luck, it'll be his last. By the time his first term is over, we're all going to be like completely exhausted. I'm exhausted right now from having to talk about the president every day. I have to see him on the news every day. And I do a lot of prep work. I do a lot of show prep. So I have my ish together when I come on the air. And every news story, every news program that comes on leads with Trump and this Russia nonsense. And I'm hoping that we get to the bottom of it someday, because it's just annoying. And I just can't take it anymore. No, I just can't take it anymore. Shout out to Paul Gibson on LinkedIn. Shout out to Paul, one of my LinkedIn buddies, which I do partake of LinkedIn, the Ron Kelly Show. And you can pick up the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, on Twitter. Links are there for you to pick up the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so again, this Trump stuff is let me play. Here's H.R. McMaster's, who is the National Security Advisor, who was hired after Michael Flynn, General Flynn, was ceremoniously fired by Donald Trump, one of three or four firings so far. The acting AG and also the FBI director, we called a showboat, we'll talk about the pot calling the kettle black. All right, here's H.R. McMaster's defending the president when he was asked about whether President Trump shared intel with the Russians.
Takes more seriously than the security of the American people. The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known. Two other senior officials who were present, including the Secretary of State, remember the meeting the same way and have said so. Their on-the-record accounts should outweigh those of anonymous sources. And I was in the room. It didn't happen.
General, this is not
thanks, everybody.
General,
reporter, General!
And as they normally do, At the end of the presser, he walks away, doesn't answer any questions. Now, what do you think? You've got Secretary of State Tillerson, Rex Tillerson, hired by President Trump. You got H.R. McMaster, who's a National Security Advisor, also hired by President Trump. Now, what makes General McMaster think that we would believe for a second anything he says or Rex Tillerson says? Because nothing that either one of them says is going to be independent. They're going to say whatever the president wants them to say. Now, did it happen? Who knows? But the problem here is, if you listen to that piece that I just played, the soundbite, You can hear that General McMaster's did not deny it. It wasn't a flat-out denial. So there was something to this. But again, it's one thing after another. It's just wearing me down. It's one thing after another. So every news story, every news program breaks. You know, Trump is at the top of the, every news story. Trump and this, you know, this nonsense. And see, this is, you know, this is hurting. This is going to kill the GOP in Congress and probably in the Senate too, because the GOP has control of the federal government. You have a Republican president, or at least somebody who ran as a Republican. You have a Republican majority in the House. It's slim, but it's still there. And you have a Republican majority. You have a Republican majority in the Senate. You have a Republican majority in the House. And you have a Republican, or again, somebody who ran for president anyway, as a Republican. So you've got the trifecta. The GOP, the kook fringe, conservatives have the trifecta. And look what's happened. Look what's happened. Total chaos. Total chaos. Now there's questions. Now, did the president, it's just so many questions. Did the president violate federal law by disclosing information to the Russians? Did the president violate the law by firing James Comey? You see, it's just total chaos in the White House right now. And what must other countries be thinking about the United States of America right now? What they're looking at this on their TV screens in other countries, Russia, China, North Korea. They're probably looking and laughing. It's the biggest, it's probably the biggest comedy in a lot of different countries. So what must people be thinking about us right now? They have to be just falling over in their chairs. What's going on here? Total chaos. No, and see, this is the time where you know, I'm not suggesting that somebody attack, but this is the time when if you have a problem with another country, this is the time you go after them when there's total chaos. You know, see, we're inviting someone to come after us because right now it's total chaos. It's complete and total chaos. You don't know what story to pick from. Because when I was preparing for the show, I mean, there's so much. You say Trump slammed. Now, I mean, from the small things, like he doesn't wear a wedding ring, and he allegedly slammed the SUV door in Melania's. I mean, it's just one thing after another. I'm gonna mention this a little bit later on in the program. Now, his base is still there, though. The base is still there. They are still there. I think it's 2% of the folks who voted for President Trump are concerned about what's happening right now. Just 2%. You know, it's like Obama. Obama, people didn't like his policies, but they liked him as a person. And folks are, even though there's chaos and turmoil in Washington, people who voted for Trump are still down with Trump. Okay, so it's about 20 minutes after the hour. What we'll do is we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with more. Of the show. When we come back, we'll talk more about the craziness that's going on in the news. And we'll ask the question, should elderly people be taken out of the vehicles once they reach a certain age? We'll talk about that as well. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETTPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. We are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 23 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Welcome back. Got a great show lined up for you. Just totally packed. There's so much to talk about. But first, this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by Media Graphics. Go to MediaGraphics.net. Now, this is a company that I've used for smart posters, smart banners, video and digital displays. These people know what the heck they're doing. And what you can do is you can call them up. It's 973-777-2202, 973-777-2202. You can go to their website. It's mediagraphics.net. That's mediagraphics.net. The email address is media55@aol.com. Now, these people do a bang-up job. I'm telling you, I've used them myself. They do an excellent job. And you'd be selling yourself short if you wouldn't check them out. It's mediagraphics.net, and the phone number is 973-777-2202. All right, so tragedy. It's Mother's Day. Shout out to, you know, happy Mother's Day to all mothers who I promised myself I wouldn't say but I'm failing already. The mothers who were heralded up in high regard for Mother's Day, this past Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. And there was a story that came out. And I'm looking, I got a stack of papers here I'm looking for. There was a story that came out on Sunday, matter of fact, Mother's Day. Mother and daughter were out having a good time. And the mother, this happened in Lindenhurst, Suffolk County, right here in the New York metropolitan area on Long Island. Now, the police were investigating. Now, this is after an elderly driver lost control of her vehicle on Sunday, killing a woman and injuring her teenage daughter as they were walking on the sidewalk. Now, the woman who passed on, Diana Luska, and her 16-year-old daughter, Jenna, had just left Sunday Mass at a church on Wellwood Avenue in Lindenhurst, and they crossed the street. Now, they just left church, and they crossed the street to walk on the sidewalk. Now, police say an 80-year-old, now, I'll give a commentary on this, but police say 80-year-old Andriolo, 80 years old, had parked her Toyota in a spot on the street, went into a bakery, got back in her car, and pulled out of the space. Now, she had thought that she put it in drive. Now, how many of us? She thought she had put it in drive, but left it in reverse and hit the gas and started speeding backwards, lost control, and jumped the sidewalk. This is coming from Suffolk County Police, Long Island, here in the New York metropolitan area for those of you who are listening who live all around the country. Now, authorities say that the mother, Ms. Aluska, saw the car coming, and the mother of three pushed the daughter out of the way. Pushed the daughter out of the way. Now, the accident happened right in front of the Lindenhurst Fire Department. A Good Samaritan and several others rushed over to push the car off the woman. Now, she was rushed to the hospital where she succumbed to her injuries. Officials say the incident appears to be an accident and no criminality is suspected. And I agree with that. I don't think she should be prosecuted. But see, this is something that happens all too frequently with elderly people, who many of who are on heavy medication, who forget which way is up and wind up killing somebody. Yeah, just a few years ago, a 93-year-old driver, and some of you may have heard about this story, a 93-year-old driver, apparently, 93. Now, what are you doing in a 93-year-old driver? This happened in St. Petersburg, Florida. 93-year-old, this is several years back. A 93-year-old driver apparently suffering from dementia fatally struck a pedestrian, then continued driving to a toll booth with a man's body on the windshield. Now, he drove for 3 miles after he hit the 52-year-old pedestrian with his car, severing the man's right leg. Now, a toll taker on the Sunshine Skyway saw the body stuck through Parker's windshield. Ralph Parker, who's the gentleman, who the 93-year-old, and saw the car, saw the man sticking through the driver's windshield, and call police. Now, charges weren't filed, but the man did not know what had happened. He didn't know where he was or the date. Now, this is something that happens way too often. You hear about the story in San Francisco recently where the elderly driver drove through a crowd and killed about 8 people. And see, and this is something that needs to be addressed. This isn't like drunk driving that's difficult, and you have to count on people's morality and like that. This isn't that. And it isn't like texting where you have to, you know, this is just elderly people who just are unable to navigate the roads where they are now. I mean, this isn't the 40s or the 50s when they were younger. No, this is 2017 where you have the super highways, and for many of us who are in our 40s, it's difficult for us to navigate these highways and byways the way they have them set up now. You know, there's still a lot of accidents going on. But the elderly folks are not, I mean, many of them are heavily medicated. I mean, 93 years old, I don't think you should be in a car if you're 93 years old. You know, and I know one day I may be 93. And I've heard of people who have voluntarily just stopped driving. You know, I've heard of folks who have done that, but this is something that I know that, you know, we constitutional freedoms and things that we enjoy here in this great country, despite the fact that we have a crazy president, but this is something that needs to be addressed, because there's no reason why that lady died. There's no reason why she should have died. It was Mother's Day. She was with her daughter. They just came from church. And because this woman panicked when she realized the car was going in reverse, she panicked. She was stuck in panic mode, and this lady had to die because of it. She was 80 years old. Now, we all know that our faculties, not just the way we think, but the way we move, and our faculties and our abilities decline over the years. This is what happens. Our abilities decline. So I just think that, see, the reason why elderly people are the biggest voting bloc, because they're not, most of them are not working, and, you know, they can go, they have all day to vote. And elderly people are the biggest voting block in this country right here in America. So nobody is going to say anything. No state legislature, no county, no, you know, they're not, well, it would be the state legislature that would have to, that would have the power to remove elderly folks from the road. It would have to be a state, the state legislature. I don't even think the feds can do that because the feds don't issue driver's licenses. But nobody's going to say anything because they don't want to lose that vote. Nobody wants to PO the elderly folks. But this is something that needs to be addressed because it happens way too often and people are dying needlessly because of someone who probably shouldn't be driving in the first place. So welcome to the show, the people in the the folks in the folks down in Ocala. You know, I guess they're all mad at me right now, but this is something that needs to be addressed. Now, there are people who do decide that they don't want to drive anymore. They know that they're a danger. Many of these folks who are out here are trying to navigate these super highways and the way things are set up these days, more and more highways are being built, being modernized. And again, it's not like the 40s and the 50s where everybody was doing, the top speed was 45 miles an hour. No, it's a whole different ball game now. You have to be quick. You have to be alert. And you have to have your wits about you when you're out here on these roads these days. So it's something that needs to be addressed because this woman died needlessly. This mother of three died needlessly because this woman panicked when she realized the car was going in the wrong direction. Instead of stepping on a brake or just throwing it in park, she panicked. And this woman died needlessly because of it. And this happens far too often where the elderly who are not or no longer equipped to safely drive a vehicle are left to their own devices. Now, they do say, the 93-year-old, for example, he had passed a vision test, but it's not about your vision. It wasn't about vision. It was about reaction. It wasn't about vision. Yeah, it wasn't about vision. So this is something that needs to be addressed. All right, it's about 25 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show when it's on blogtalkradio.com. The phone number here is 646-668-2838. And also, you can follow the Ron Kelly Show on Twitter at Ron Kelly Radio. And I really would like to see some of you. I mean, I'm not big on followers and stuff like that, but I'd like to see some folks who are listening to the program on the AMFM Broadcast Network. I'd like to see some folks like follow the show on Twitter and like the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page on Facebook. And once again, you can also email me. It's rkelly, I'm sorry, it's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. That's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. You know, and it's just, you know, a personal note. I mean, this radio business, you know, people, yeah. I'm just going to stop having people co-host with me on the program. I'm just, you know, the Ron Kelly Show is going to be a solo act from here on in because people just don't know how to do things the proper way. I've had many people who've co-hosted on the show, and then they just don't call the next week. They come in, they're on the show 1 week, and then the following week they don't call. Hey, listen, you know, it was not a good fit for me or whatever. That's fine. You know, that's fine. The show's not a good fit for you. Yeah, okay, fine. You know, you might have been doing some ghetto radio or whatever the case may have been, and that's fine if you don't want to participate with the program. Because sometimes things are meant just for you. They're not meant for a whole bunch of other people. Sometimes things are meant for you. Just you and only you. And you can block yourself by bringing other people into your fold. So I asked someone to come on a radio show. Oh, yeah. I put it out there last week. As a matter of fact, I put it out there last week that I was looking for someone to come onto the program who loved radio and who would stick and stay. And I had someone who contacted me, reached out to me. I said, okay, fine, I'll bring you on a program. Brought the person on the program last week, this week, nothing. No phone call, no text message, nothing. You know, so the Ron Kelly Show is just going to be a solo act from here on in, because people are just not responsible anymore. And I'm not angry, because I've been doing a show by myself for years. So, you know, but I'm just made a decision. I'm going to do the show by myself from here on in. There will be nobody, no co-hosts here on the Ron Kelly Show. Besides, you guys will love me by myself anyway, don't you? All right. So I just want to give a shout out to the people to the Ron Kelly Show on 1520 AM and 99.5 FM in Las Vegas, 810 AM and 87.9 FM in Macon, Georgia, in Lancaster, PA, 1640 AM and 102.1 FM. Shout out to them. Then 96.3 FM in Boulder, 94.7 FM in Pittsburgh, 90.3 FM in Milwaukee, in Tampa, it's 1630 AM and 92.1 FM, and in Long Beach, California, where it's 1236, it's 101.5 FM Pacific time zone. Once again, shout out to the folks in the Villages who are partaking in the Ron Kelly Show at 97.7 FM. In Ocala, Florida, between I-75 and Leesburg, in case some of you don't know exactly where it is, between Marion and Lake County. All right, so let me see. I think it's time we'll take another break. And once again, nothing. I don't have anything against the elderly. Don't get it wrong. I don't have anything against the elderly. But I know for me, when I get older, and if I'm not able to drive safely, then I'll stop. You get a driver. I don't want to be driving when I get old anyway. I want somebody to drive me around. I don't even want to be out there. I feel like I've driven enough time already. All right. Anyway, take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org. And find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org. and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hmm.
broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
I love golf, and I have some of the greatest golf courses in the world. I own Doral. I own some of the great, one of Turnberry in Scotland would have the British Open. Some of the greatest British Opens in the history of golf. I mean, some of the great Jack Nicklaus against Tom Watson. They say the Duel in the Sun, right, folks? The Duel in the Sun, the greatest tournament ever played was at Turnberry. The Duel in the Sun, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson. So I have the greatest stuff. But you know what? And I love golf. But if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again. I own Doral in Miami. I don't think I'd ever see many of the places that I have. I don't ever think I'd see anything. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off, make great deals, right? Who's going to leave? Who's going to leave?
Are you going to stay as chairman and run this investigation?
Well, why would I not? You guys need to go ask them why they're, you know, why these things are being said.
Can this investigation continue as you as chairman?
Why would it not?
Because
aren't I briefing you guys continuously?
But they're
keeping
saying,
you up and keeping you up to speed.
But they're saying that it cannot run as you as chair with
well,
you as chairman.
You got to go talk to them. That sounds like their problem. I don't have, you know, my colleagues are perfectly fine. I mean, they know we're doing an investigation and that will continue. We're doing a very thorough job on this investigation. As you know, this Russia issue, we have been on it for many, many years, and so we'll continue to be on the issue.
So what do you say to those Americans who are ultimately losing out, not on housing, but on other things that are taken out
right.
of the budget?
And as you know, I think you know, that Meals on Wheels is not a federal program. We can't spend money on programs just because they sound good and great. Meals on Wheels sounds great. Again, that's a state decision to fund that particular portion of it, to take the federal money and give it to the states and say, look, we want to give you money for programs that don't work. I can't defend that anymore. They're supposed to be educational programs, right? And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to help kids who don't get fed at home get fed so they do better in school. Guess what? There's no demonstrable evidence they're actually doing that. There's no demonstrable evidence they're actually helping results, helping kids do better in school, which is what, when we took your money from you to say, look, we're going to go spend it on an after-school program, the way we justified it was, these programs are going to help these kids do better in school and get better jobs. And we can't prove that that's happening.
I'm here, what, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Obamacare is going to be repealed and replaced. Obamacare. We're going to have a strong country again, and Obamacare has to go. We can't afford it. It's no good. You're going to end up with great health care for a fraction of the price, and that's going to take place immediately after we go in, okay? Immediately. Fast. Quick.
Fast. Quick. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. Thank you. Everyone who is joining me this afternoon, phone number 646-668-2838. Okay, so I just wanted to play those clips of the double talk, the double standard, the lies, out-and-out lies, not just Trump himself, but the people who work for the budget director talked about Meals on Wheels sounds good. Really? Yeah, it sounds good to the folks who need to, you know, who are depending on that meal too. Sounds pretty good to them as well. You know, Nunes, who's disappeared into the woodwork, Congressman Devin Nunes, who ran over to Trump Tower. I mean, not Trump Tower. He ran over to the White House and briefed President Trump before he even briefed members of his Intelligence Committee. Just insane. And then Trump talking about Obama when he was running for, when he was candidate Trump. I'll never leave the White House. How many times has he been on golf trips? 21 and counting. Never leave the White House. You see, this is why, you know, I'm going to move on to my next segment in a second. But I just want to say this. This is why people lose faith in the government and politics and government as a whole. Because you say, people say, and this is something that you'll hear from anybody you ask, practically, that the candidates say whatever you want to hear, and then when they get in, it's a whole other story. Now, you can contribute that to, okay, maybe they didn't know what they were in for. I know President Obama didn't know what he was in for when he came into the White House. He didn't know. He knew the second time, so you have to hold him accountable for that, but he didn't know the first time what the deal was. So you can contribute it to that, or you know, it's just, you can't believe everything a candidate says on the campaign trail. You can't. You can't believe it. You got to use your common sense, and like with Trump, and you know, a lot of ways with Obama, hope and change. Not much changed, and there, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of hope either. See, because Obama is not going to escape that easily. Obama is not going to escape that easily. You know, because there's a lot of things that the president could have done too. But is the world just, you know, let me move on with this. Is the world just going, yeah, there's a story. In, I mean, is the world, is everybody just stark raving mad? Should we be including mental health in the Obamacare or Trump care or whatever it is that we are trying to accomplish here? Because there's a lot of crazy people in this world who probably are not being treated. There's a story of a woman who, in Chicago, of all places, a 24-year-old woman actually has been charged with murder after allegedly slamming an 18-year-old woman into a tree with her car after an argument. I mean, it was just an argument. This woman, China Stapleton, she was 24 years old. She was a lot older than the girl who was 18. I mean, you had a six-year jump on her. You should have been a little more mature. China Stapleton faces first-degree murder and is expected in court Monday. It wasn't immediately clear she has an attorney. It's not going to matter. Police say the incident happened around 11 p.m. Friday on Chicago's South Side. The Cook County Medical Examiner says 18-year-old Tatiana Lewis died from multiple blunt force injuries. Her death was ruled a homicide. You can see the front of this. If you Google this, I got it from some station in Chicago. And you look at the front of her car. I mean, it was a Jeep. It was a small Jeep. But the front of that car, it's mashed. And you can see where the tree, where she, this isn't just, the car is total. The car is total. Now, authorities allege that after an argument, the China Stapleton, the 24-year-old, got into a Jeep Liberty and chased Lewis onto a sidewalk and then pushed her into a tree with the car, ramming her multiple times. I mean, God. One friend of the girl, Tatiana Lewis, the 18-year-old, said he immediately ran to his friend's aid and checked her pulse. But she was unresponsive. I mean, yeah, you think? Being smashed into a tree with a car. And the what adds insult to injury or tragedy. Was that it happened as a result of a Facebook argument. Now, the victim said the victim and her boyfriend were visiting, and I guess the other girl, out of jealousy and envy, followed them over here, and it escalated. The facts will come out later on, but what it looks like is it was over some guy. Now, the kicker is that the young girl. Was the daughter of a Chicago police officer, 18-year-old. Just outrageous. Pause, reflect. I mean, this is crazy. Smashed her into a tree with a car? just utterly, we need mental health care to go along with this Trump care. Nobody's talking about mental health. There's a lot of crazy people in this country, folks. Here's a man who cuts off his mother's head. Now, he looks a little sick from the picture, Fox 2 Detroit. Man cuts off mom's head, takes it to the grocery store, and then stabs a clerk. Now, what the hell? Killed his mother on Mother's Day at a rural Oregon home, then showed up at a grocery store at a nearby town carrying a decapitated human head and began stabbing a checkout clerk before being subdued. Officers determined that the head the man was carrying belonged to his mother. So he, Mother's Day, I mean, that's a heck of a gift. He chopped off his mother's head on Mother's Day. I mean, it's so outrageous. People always call me during the show. Anyway, so it's just totally outrageous. So we need mental health care in this country. We really do, because you look at you look at the homeless, for example, the homeless folks who are roaming the streets. And many of us look at them, you look down your nose at them, you look at them, and many of us think that they're out there because they want to be out there. Some of these people are crazy. Some of these people, I don't want to use the word crazy, but some of these people have mental health issues. Depression and schizophrenia. All kinds of stuff. But they're not being diagnosed. Because nobody wants to pay the freight. These people have, bipolar disorders, all kinds of things. With these folks who are not just the homeless ones, but the people who go to work every day. So when you go to work, you got to watch out and make sure you know who's about to crack. So there's a lot of talk about healthcare, but what about mental health care? Speaking of healthcare, people, for example, with there's been a softening of, so to speak, there's been a softening of folks, let's just say how they look at people who are drug addicts. There's been a softening. People understand. You see billboards now to say addiction is not a crime. Addiction was a crime when people were smoking crack. It was a crime then. Crack will get you life, and coke will get you 5 years. Cooked coke versus powder coke. There's a big difference. Super predators and all of this stuff. When Hillary Clinton herself, she thinks that Comey helps her lose. No, people remember that. Folks remember that super predator statement she made. People haven't forgotten about that. People haven't forgotten about Bill Clinton with the drug laws, Rockefeller drug laws. People haven't forgotten about that. That's why Hillary lost. One of the reasons why she lost. I don't know how much those emails had to do with it. But in any case, there are centers now for people who want to shoot up. And this is a story that I just blew over. I wasn't even aware of this. And here's the story. Now, this is so Seattle, for example. This is a story from March 26th, which is just a few days ago. Seattle, for example, officials in Seattle and King County, Washington State, let me see, I have it right here. Let me go through my notes. In Washington, in Seattle and Washington State, they're working to find funding and locations to build two supervised injection facilities that will allow heroin addicts to shoot up without any fear of punishment. and under the supervision of state-sponsored medical professionals. Now, once constructed, the facilities will be the first of their kind in the United States. Now, according to the report by Governing, the sites will also include HIV testing and other services many drug addicts are not currently receiving. But that's a good thing. But this is, now, according to the health officer for Seattle and King County, this is meant to help people transition out of addiction into a safe environment. Now, it's not about enabling drug use, which is what they're saying. There's sick people and in danger of dying alone and outside. We want people to be able to be kept alive until they're ready for treatment. Now, Seattle already has a needle exchange program that allows heroin users, not just Seattle, but places all across the country, have needle exchange programs that help heroin users get clean needles to shoot up without the fear of HIV or other diseases that are easily spread by sharing dirty needles. However, some with knowledge of that program say it doesn't do enough to help many addicts, especially homeless addicts. Now, the Seattle Times newspaper up there reports that 132 people died in King County, which includes Seattle, in 2015. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports 13,000 people died from heroin overdose nationwide in 2015. That's a 20% increase compared to 2014. Now, currently, there's only one supervised injection facility in North America. San Francisco was weighing the possibility of building facilities that allow people to shoot up. So this isn't something there's only one, and it's not here. It's in Canada. You know, many of these countries are always way ahead of us. You know. But, you know, I would say that there are some pluses and some minuses. Because it is... I guess that, you know, saving lives would supersede these folks, addicts, drug use. So I would think that they're going to have facilities that they would have, they would have people, maybe former drug addicts, people from, let's say, 12-step program, Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, et cetera, have people there who can help them get off drugs. And that I would agree, then I would certainly put my rubber stamp on it, which doesn't mean a whole lot, but I would put my rubber stamp on that. If they had facilities where they could help people get off drugs, they don't just let them come there and shoot up and leave. You know, have people there who may be former drug addicts, maybe even people that they used to know, who have cleaned up their act and now they are, you know, walking straight and narrow. So, yeah, it's fine because the person won't OD out in the street and die all alone in a gutter. But I think that also that there should be some type of mechanism there for addicts to get clean as well. You know, maybe some referrals and some type of clinical health care or something like that. I think that should happen. I think I covered everything, everybody. All right, we'll see you back here next Tuesday for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Got about 30 seconds left to the program, so thank you so much. And welcome to the folks down in Ocala. Welcome to the AMFM Broadcasting Network family. And we will see you back here next Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, try to detox yourselves away from the Trump nonsense. And everybody, as I always say, just be careful out there. Thanks for listening.